for one and one for another. With the name of love above all others. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Hi, welcome to the Rediscover Hour. My name is Alyssa Bormis. I'm sitting in today for Patrick Conley, and so grateful to have the opportunity. If you don't know me, I am a teacher at Chesterton Academy. You may have read my book, the Catechism of Hockey. I speak, I write, I do all sorts of things, but one of the things I love to do is to be on the radio with you. And today we have a great show. They gave me the lineup and I thought, how does it get better? I have first with me Crystal Crocker. You may know her. She is the Director of Evangelization for the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. And she's a good friend. Crystal, how are you?
Oh, Alyssa, I'm great. So good to be with you. In fact, so glad that you could step in and be with us.
I'm always happy to do it, any old time.
Yeah, it's so fun to have you here.
I know that you have a lot going on in the Archdiocese, so and we're going to speak about a couple things in particular, but is there anything you want to give us a quick rundown on, and then we'll get to the Behold?
Yes, I just thought it would be a great opportunity as we look to the future here in our church and in our archdiocese to kind of give an update on what has been going on in the Office of Evangelization. You know, we're kind of a new office here. We've only been around for a couple of years. And we say we are a small but mighty team. I have a wonderful leadership team that works in our office. And we have Susanna with us today to talk about something specific for young women called Behold. But before we get to that, I wanted to just give folks an update on some of the things that we've been doing for evangelization for our archdiocese. We really believe that we want to support pastors and staff and parishes in their own efforts for evangelization, because that's really, you know, where it's happening, right?
Right.
That's like the boots on the ground.
Yeah, that's that has to happen.
Exactly. And so we've been continuing with the rediscover-faith.org website. If you haven't been to it lately, please take a visit to it. We have wonderful things that we are providing there. And the first one is for great Catholic parishes. It's called Great Catholic Parishes, and we did a whole show on that. And we continue to do once a month, the first month, the first Friday of every month, featuring a great Catholic parish in our archdiocese. And we have 187 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have a lot of show material.
I know, don't I?
Yeah.
It's great stuff. And we really feel like, you know, they are actually so gifted out there. They know the needs of their parishioners, and they have talented and gifted and inspiring programming and opportunities, initiatives going on in their own parishes. And each parish has a individual, unique personality. So we felt that it was good to bring it to the greater audience and share it. You know, we see each other as a family, right?
And I think so. And I think one of the things that's so important is sometimes we do get in a rut where we think, oh, it's just Sunday. Churches are open on Sunday. Nothing else is going on.
And so much is going on.
So much is going on.
Yeah. And so we want to get people aware of that and share ideas. I was at a meeting one time of pastors, and one of the priests spoke up and said, we really should get together more often to share ideas. Mm. So this is an opportunity where we can do that, you know, through the website and through the radio show. But we also have so much more. One of the primary things we feel in evangelization is to bring that encounter with Jesus, and listening to the opening of the show again, and in it, they speak about that encountering Jesus every day. We cannot give what we do not have, and how can we share and evangelize Jesus if we don't start with our prayer life? So we have several things that we offer. Everything we do is infused with prayer, and one of the things that we started off with last year was with Lectio Divina workshops, and we are going to continue those. But we also do Bible studies, and we have been offering some great live scripture studies, in particular with Father John Eckert, who's just amazing. He is so educated in scripture, and the way he shares it with humor and life application is wonderful. So please tune in on that. We have also women's scripture studies with Liz Kelly. She's been doing Jesus Approaches. Have you heard about that?
I have heard. I've read her book. She's so amazing. I can't say enough about her.
Yeah, she applies it to the women in such a unique and inspiring way, going right to our woundedness. I mean, we all have wounds, but then we can make them better. God makes them better, and we can share them with others in a deeper way.
I think one of the greatest things I ever heard was from a friend who said, "Let the wound become a womb."
Oh, lovely.
A womb of new life, you know?
Yeah, yes.
And I think that Liz is incredible with that. I know we're going to take an early break here in just a few minutes, but let's come back and let's talk. Let's pick up with the scripture studies and what's happening from there. We'll take a break and we'll be right back with you on the Rediscover Hour.
Rediscover. The Inner Life.
Father Joseph Johnson.
You know, prayer too often is part of what I call vending machine spirituality. You know, I insert my prayer, I'm going to say a rosary. I push the button, this is the favor I want, and then I wait for it to come out. And when it doesn't come out, what do we know? If I put in my dollar to the vending machine, I push the button for the candy bar I want, and the candy bar doesn't appear in the tray, something's wrong with the machine. I go away mad. I'm never going back to that vending machine. And I'm going to tell all of my friends, don't ever go over to that vending machine.
The machine ain't my dollar.
And that's how we treat God. But what we have to be able to do is see, God is not a vending machine. God is a loving Father. And He's not saying no. He's saying, your eyesight is limited, but I, your eternal Father, see 20/20. And there's something better I want for you because I love you so much.
Our Catholic priests are here to help.
The Inner Life, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio.
Raise a glass to friendship and knowing you don't have to go alone. We'll raise our hearts to share each other's burdens.
Hi, welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm your guest host today, Alyssa Borma, sitting in for Patrick Conley, a big shoes to fill. And I'm here with the Director of Evangelization for the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, Crystal Crocker. Crystal, we were just talking about the scripture studies that are happening in the diocese and things with the parishes. What else is going on?
Yeah, well, the Office of Evangelization offers so much, and we do offer opportunities for men with the Catholic Watchman, and for women, we have several things with WINE, Women in the New Evangelization. We are going to be bringing in Endow, which is a beautiful study of encyclicals and scripture, just taking a deeper dive into the faith. And then grandparents, you know, we've been doing this for a year now with engaging grandparents, and they have such a great influence on the children, the grandchildren, and what a great way to engage them in evangelizing the family. And we have so much more. We're going to be really focusing on making missionary disciples and providing an opportunity for that at parishes, you know, an easy on-ramp for that to occur at the parish. But today, you know, one of the things that we are really struggling with, and not just the Catholic Church, I've been working with ecumenical groups out there, we're all noticing, and it is probably due to the attack of the secular world that is distracting, probably providing a lot of distractions for that younger generation.
Right.
And so many studies and research is being done on this, and we're really focusing on things. The CARA report talks about, they quote a book here that has done some research, today's young adults are less religiously affiliated and less inclined toward religious belief and practice than ever before. Mm-hmm. And in the U.S. today, young adults comprise about, you know, 23% of the total population, yet only 1 in 10 American parishes or churches reflects this level of young adult representation. And what's happening is they are not seeing the, they may be spiritual, And I'm generalizing here because mm-hmm. we have some wonderful young adult people that are coming out of the Catholic studies and right. out of some of our great Catholic colleges. But in that age category, they identify young adults as 18 to 39, and that they just don't see religion as that they need it, that it's relevant in their life. Why do they need to go to church
right.
Or be involved in the church when I can pray at home or I have this at home? But then it usually then drifts and fades away if they mm-hmm. aren't engaged in some way in a church. And one of the things that our office has looked at is that, you know, they had defined this as young adults as 18 to 39. And I was recently at an event. A parish was announcing that they were going to start up a young adult ministry, and all young adults ages 18 to 39 were invited. And then they wondered why no one came, because what we have noticed as an office is that that's too broad of a category.
Right.
So we've divided it up, and actually we are looking at doing 21 to 29, and it's called Behold. We've been doing it for the last year now, and with young women and engaging them. And that is they feel like they have the compatibility in that age group, the similarity. Most of them are single at this age, but some are starting to get married and have young children, but they can relate.
Right.
In that age category.
Well, I think of my own life of 18 compared to 39.
Oh, yeah.
Completely a different person.
Completely.
Yeah. And so this is good that we're narrowing and finding the niche that will fit.
Right. And what we're finding is that they are really, because of the social media and all this connectedness out there, virtual, you know, mm-hmm. not actually relating, they are hungry for that.
Mm.
And so we have offered some programming or opportunities, an initiative that actually has live presenters come in where they can sit and talk with each other, they can hear a live message, and then they can actually ask that presenter questions right there on the spot because they want to have that, I need to know now.
Right.
And then they have been so on fire with this. So I just think it might be good to bring in Susanna to chat about this. She's works in our office. Susanna, newly married parent. She was Susanna Boley. Now she's Susanna Parent. And she's been inspired with her experiences with the Given program. This started out as her project, and I embraced it and empowered her to go for it. And it has just taken off.
Welcome, Susanna.
Thank you so much.
So glad you're here. This sounds fantastic. It started with just a little flame and away we go.
Yeah, it did. I attended the Given Catholic Women's Leadership Forum 2 summers ago, and this is a week-long immersion in faith formation, leadership training, and networking. And it took place at the Catholic University of America in D.C. And there were 300 young adult women there, some married, some single, some consecrated, and all 50 states were represented. And every woman who attended had to go with an action plan. And the goal of the forum was to help equip each woman to go back to her diocese and actually fulfill that action plan. And that's where Behold really took hold.
What's amazing is the action plan, because so many times here's a great idea. I hope that you do it. And we love to pass the buck off. Let me tell you my great idea right. that I need you to do.
Right.
And this was, you have to take ownership. And
yeah.
So what inspiration came from it? I know the Behold program, but how was it inspired and what is it?
All right. Yeah. So I'm excited to tell you about it. I'm just looking over the binder that we use in Behold. And I want to first start with a quote by St. John Paul II in his letter to women. And he is writing to women, addressing them in all different ways. He says, thank you, women who are mothers. Thank you, women who are wives. Thank you, women who are daughters and women who are sisters. Thank you, women who work. Thank you, consecrated woman. Thank you, every woman, for the simple fact of being a woman. Through the insight which is so much a part of your womanhood, you enrich the world's understanding and help to make human relations more honest and authentic. And really the goal of Behold is to just help each woman realize their dignity and their great worth, being a daughter of God, being the daughter of a king, mm-hmm. and helping them to pray and discern their gifts, the gifts that the Lord gave them. And each woman has unique gifts. And So just helping them to first recognize these gifts and then pray about how they can give them back to the world. The motto during the Given Forum was to receive the gift that you are, realize the gifts you've been given, and respond with a gift that only you can give. Mm-hmm. And with Behold, we really hope to do the same thing.
I think as you gave the quote from Pope St. John Paul II.
Yeah.
How many women, when they hear that, are so surprised that a pope wrote to them?
Not very many people know. It's shocking if you tell them. The pope wrote them a personal letter. They're blown away.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And then the other thing, when I was gone from the church for 17 years, and I came back, and I thought, there just isn't any place for a woman as bold as I am. Everybody around me was so pious and had this yeah. elegance about them, and I'm anything but elegant. I'm more like, I am the bull in the china shop, sort of. And it was such a joy to find out that there was a place for me, and yeah. that I could use my gifts, my boldness, my sort of inelegance. I could use all of that. And
right.
so is it stunning for these women to find out that they're needed?
Oh my goodness, yes. It's been so beautiful for me to just see the fruits that have been born. So many women, especially when we had the retreat day, just said that they longed for prayer. They longed for more time to just pray and to sit with the Lord, and also more time for fellowship, to grow in faith with these other women who shared common goals with them, who are also trying to foster a deep prayer life in relationship with Jesus. And one of the women, this still strikes me every time I think about it, but after the Behold series, she said that, you know, when she was married, she had a certain idea of the kind of wife and mother that she wanted to be. And after being married for a couple of years and having two kids, she kind of let that get away from her. And being reminded of the truths of our feminine genius and being able to focus on prayer and fellowship with other young adult Catholic women, she was able to instill in her like the desire to become the wife and mother she set out to be 3 years ago.
Wow.
And that started for her with a life of greater prayer.
Mm-hmm. We saw so many of that. Yeah, we at the end, we shot some video testimonies, and it's amazing what comes out. After the series, you know, they were talking about specific presenters. We had Deborah Savage speaking about, you know, the male and woman complementarity. And then we had on prayer, Lexio Divina, and on hospitality. But some of the women who didn't consider themselves a leader actually said, wow, I see now where I could become, you know, step into this role of leadership, of womanly leadership, using their own gifts.
Right.
You know, everyone is different and unique, and that's by God's purpose.
Right, exactly. We can't all be, you know, the big hand or something. Someone has to be an elbow. And
yeah,
someone
right.
has to be, right?
Or the bull in the china shop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, someone has to be the bull in the china shop. I'll take it.
Yeah. But the women that were most of them, I think, Susanna, spoke about how they were touched deeply with the prayer. And
yeah, absolutely.
One woman said, you know, I've heard of Lexio Divina before, but it was presented in such a complicated way where the way this was, way we did this in the Behold series, and we actually had them practice it right there with each other. And she said it was just so simple. And just the simple instruction of first thing, you know, get up a little bit early, put your robe on, get your cup of coffee, sit in your prayer chair in the dark and begin it. You know, to pray. And they talk about we pray Our Fathers and rosaries and the Mass and all that is a beautiful prayer, but that actual mental prayer and going into yourself interiorly to encounter Christ. I think that was a message across the board that was being shared.
Right. And I know, too, that we hope that the women who participate in the series are really encouraged to use their gifts, especially within the parish. And even I still am learning things every time when I hear these speakers, hear the Behold speaker team. And a couple of years ago, when I had graduated from college, I was talking to my friend at the time, my now husband, and he was asking me what parish I belong to. And I was like, you know what? I don't belong to one. I go to the cathedral often, but I just go to different parishes every now and then. And I don't know how long I'm going to be here in the city, so I haven't just determined which parish I'll be part of. And he said, one thing that you need to make sure that you do is think about this. it's not what your parish can do for you, it's what you can do for your parish.
That's a good man.
And within the year, I had joined the cathedral, and now I belong to the Church of St. Mark and St. Paul. But that's another thing that was a noticed fruit from the Behold Retreat Day is a couple of women came up to me afterwards, and they said, after attending Behold, I realized it's okay if I'm only at a parish for 1 year. That's enough time that I can give to the parish and I can serve in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why we did it was, you know, because of the statistics that I was talking about where they don't see themselves engaged at
right.
Why they need religion. I mean, they may be spiritual. I mean, this is, I'm talking generally this, mm-hmm. this age category, right? But the final lesson in the Behold is we talk about engaging them, their leadership skills or their gifts at the parish. And several of the statistics that say that prioritizing young adult ministry and creating a specific strategy for engaging young adults are both necessary for parishes to attract and keep and have a thriving young adult presence,
mm-hmm.
and that they suggest that parishes with young adults have specific young adult ministry leaders. Because,
right.
again, like attracts like, and they can identify with each other. And certainly, you know, having the social media, you know, updating the website and using all the social media tools with texting and such, as, and we do at our office as well. But it's that important thing that parishes, if they want young adults to be at their parish and attract them, then they have to prioritize that and have that well-rounded focus on fellowship, small group, communities, social media engagement, and community service. These are all the things that attract this age category. And that was one of the goals that Susanna and I talked about, was providing something that parishes could easily implement to attract. And you know, I hear too, well, I'm not a city or you know, where the young adults are. Well, I think that every community,
they're all over.
They're all over. They've got jobs everywhere, and they're wanting to be invited. And then once they are there, they want to feel needed.
Yes.
And be engaged. One more little thing I think is really important for parishes to understand, that what these young Catholics are looking for is much the same thing that any person is looking for: to be understood and known, to be seen as important, as having important opinions. And I think we need to engage them, because, you know, I think Susanna and I heard from some of these young women that they kind of would come in to Mass and then they would might, you know, be invisible, right? So they don't have to be, you know, engaged. And I think they may say it that way, but they really would like to be engaged. And if the church is engaging them and having a place for them to be important at the parish, we're going to get so much bigger return.
Well, and it's a great gift to find out that you really do fit in and that your talents are needed, and no matter who you are. The Behold is there with the Archdiocese. How do we get a hold of Behold?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So if you go to the rediscover-faith.org page and you search for Behold, it'll take you to the Behold page itself. You can also go to the Great Catholic Parishes webpage on the Rediscover site. And you can also email me at parents@archspm.org. And that's parent like your mom or dad, parents@archspm.org.
Okay, that's fantastic. I love this whole thing. And we're going to be back with more on the Rediscover Hour. We have some great guests coming up, and I can't wait for you to be back with us and have them join us.
Rediscover. What does Relevant Radio mean to you?
It's like family, and I'm so comforted and edified and inspired. It's a gift, and you're all fabulous.
When you listen to this radio network, you know you're not alone on your journey. Yeah, it's tough. The hills and the mountains are sometimes really steep. But when you listen to The Inner Life, when you listen to Relevant Radio, we hope that you can walk away feeling emboldened, maybe just feeling a little bit better about who you are and knowing that you're not alone on the journey. And there's so much consolation in that, that with God's grace, you can walk through a lot of these things that we all deal with.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society.
Recurring gift partners provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expense and dependency on pledge drives, allowing us to focus on our programs and future needs. Donate now at relevantradio.com, keyword gift, or tap on the banner on the Relevant Radio app.
There are those who hear in the secular media things that fit their agenda, that this Pope wants to change all kinds of ideologies that they have. What I think they're all missing is the change he wants is in us.
Talk radio for Catholic life. Relevant Radio.
Hi, welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I am Alyssa Bormis, your guest host, sitting in for Patrick Conley today, and just having a delightful day. We have another guest with us. Her name is Kate Anderson. Before, we were talking about the Behold conference or a workshop, and now we have someone who's been on the Behold event. Kate Anderson, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here also.
Now, though I've met you in a certain sense before I met you, I read your blog post, Behold, I Am the Hostess in Training of the Lord. I loved it. Tell me about your experience with Behold and how hospitality ties in with it all.
I had a tremendous day at the Behold retreat I attended with my sister. And the whole day, the talks and the conversations that unfolded at our table were just beautiful and such a great way to just learn more about our feminine genius. And as sisters, to be able to share that was a great experience.
Yeah, exactly. And you said as sisters, but you're not a religious sister. You just mean your sisters in Christ.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
And how did hospitality play into this? It's one of my favorite topics. And I think hospitality in Scripture, I could spend my whole life on that. But how did hospitality tie in, and how is that part of evangelization?
Yes, Mrs. Dia Boyle gave a talk on hospitality, and it wasn't ever anything that I'd thought too deeply about. I've seen it in action with parents and friends, but I've always kind of assumed, I don't know, I've seen behind like all the extra cleaning and the details that sometimes seem unnecessary. And I've never really seen hospitality for the gift that it is until I heard this talk. But it entirely changed the way that I see that receiving of others into one's home.
I love that. When I grew up, hospitality, my mother was the champion of hospitality. My father once said, if Carol cooks for somebody one time, we have a friend forever, right?
Yeah.
And we just always knew you welcome people in the house. But over time, we pay people to be hospitable for us, right? And we go to places where we meet and to bring people in our home. And so I'm interested in this switch for you, your aspirations as a young Catholic woman, and now how it ties in with that welcoming people in your home.
Yes, so since the Behold retreat, I have graduated college and I have an apartment that I share with roommates now. So inviting friends and family members over is a common part of our weekly life.
Right.
And since the Behold retreat now, this newfound appreciation for hospitality, I approach that welcoming others into our place so much differently now. And it is about making them feel welcome and letting them see the Lord through us and through our welcome to them.
Right. I liked in your article, I'll just mention the title again, Behold, I Am the Hostess in Training of the Lord. I love that. That you spoke about seeing things as, I'll just have as few things as possible and more the minimalist thing, and that I won't feed everybody a big meal because it's less food wasted or... And there's great things to all of those things, but then the hospitality, and you mentioned one thing in your article that just stuck out to me, lingering, and this lingering with each other. And how do you do that? And what are the fruits that you've seen of just lingering with somebody?
I think lingering is about being unrushed with others.
Oh, that's good.
And so much of our world, we are just on a deadline and we are on a time crunch. But hospitality is not constrained to that. It is about just being with the other and however long that takes. It's not about the time. It's about that being together. Yeah.
I love that you said, you had said before, I thought my, you know, of course I'm going to go to bed at my regular bedtime and, you know, I won't be hospitable after that. But you then in your article said, but then I found out that if you serve dessert, the bedtime doesn't matter. You know, just people will stay and linger and talk. And this confronting, or not confronting, but the being with each other one-on-one instead of by text or by anything. And the richness of that was so evident in what you spoke about.
Absolutely. I've just learned so many lessons through this, learning how to be hospitable. And I think that it's something that we just continually grow and are enriched from when we tend to these relationships in this way.
You know, one of the things I saw in your biography here is that you enjoy playing the piano, and has that become more of a something that you do with others? Is that part of your hospitality, is that you're playing the piano?
Sometimes, or even bringing that gift to other places if it's not in my own home.
Right.
But again, just that presence with others and just letting the gift be there. It's not for you, but it's for others.
It's fantastic. You said that you had just recently graduated from college. You never graduate from being Catholic.
Hopefully not.
No. And I know that you're working as the marketing communications coordinator at St. Agnes Catholic School in St. Paul.
Yes.
And does this, what you learn to behold, does it follow you into your work?
Every day.
Tell me how.
I mean, the feminine genius follows you wherever you go.
Amen.
And in the workplace, whether you're working in the corporate world or for a private institution that is very values-based, just our gifts are needed there, and our capacity to receive life and to focus on giving life wherever we are, that never leaves you.
I think that is so rich, what you've said, and that it's not that you physically have to be a mom, but the spiritual momness of it all. And that here you are, a young woman, and you're already seeing the spiritual motherhood and how it plays out even in business. It's beautiful. Is there a particular event or day or something where you thought, oh, I'm a mom in spiritually? I put you right on the spot. How terrible of me.
That's all right. I think previous to working at St. Agnes, I was working at a bank, and you see a lot of different people who come in throughout the day. But there's definitely some older customers, or everyone just needs that gentle figure in their life,
that
person who sees them. Not for what's in their account or what they bring to the table that day, but just sees their dignity.
It's so important. And because we've erased dignity in a certain sense in the secular world, we've just sort of done away with it. And that you're one by one, these encounters, bringing it back, as we all should.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
That is fantastic. And now, to someone thinking about going to behold, what would you tell someone who's like, I don't really like to do the organized religious thing or go on a retreat? What would you tell that girl, a woman?
I would tell her to really consider this opportunity. I think there, regardless of where you're coming from, there will be something that day that reaches out to you and that really speaks to your heart. I don't think you need to have a theology degree to be able to attend this event. You don't need to be it's not just for one type of person, but
right.
It's for anyone who is even open to just learning more about becoming the best woman they can be.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I think it sounds as if you're saying also that nobody's speaking over your head.
Absolutely.
Nobody's trying to put on a look at how important and smart I am, and so you won't be able to understand me. It's just right to your heart.
It's women speaking to women about what matters to us and what we're all about.
That's beautiful. And that there is something about being a woman, and that we have, even though there's overlap, of course, with men and the concerns in our lives and their lives, but there's something about being female. And the secular world would like to tell us, oh, there's mm-hmm. no difference, but there really is.
Absolutely.
And any anything at the conference besides the hospitality, but any other things that just really stuck out to you and they stick with you maybe daily, or you think about that, you keep thinking about them?
I also really enjoyed the beauty talk that Justina and Sister gave. We are, as females, we are the beautiful sex, not just physically, but in how we approach life and how we are able to bring more beauty into the world.
Right.
And that is the lens through which we see life.
Ah, that's fantastic. Well, God is truth, beauty, and goodness, you know. And so this part of beauty, I also think is, I know Bishop Barron would agree with me, is that beauty is the way to evangelize.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way to bring the people who have been so lost for so long is through beauty.
Right. And not just in appearance, but also in our homes and in the things that we can create.
Mm. And even just that, the beautiful part of being immediately present if you run into each other in the grocery store.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. Well, you have been an absolute delight, and I'm so grateful that you've been here. Is there anything else that you just want to tell us about the Behold? Anything else that sticks out to you I haven't asked you about?
I would just encourage anyone, any woman who is interested in learning more about the gift that she is and the gift that she can bring to the world, to attend this, to learn more about it, and to just become all that God created her to be.
Mm. Fantastic. Well said. I've been speaking with Kate Anderson. She's the coordinator of marketing and communications at St. Agnes Catholic School in St. Paul. She's earned her bachelor's degree in organizational communication. She plays the piano. She's been to Behold, and she's an expert in hospitality now. Are you an expert yet?
Expert in training.
Expert in training. And if you have time, Google Behold, I Am the Hostess in Training of the Lord, and you can read her beautiful blog post. It's on CatholicHotDish.com. And we will be right back with Sister Eileen, who will speak more about Behold.
Rediscover.
The biggest thing is to proclaim the liberating message to young people. Your life isn't about you.
Relevant Radio contributor, Monsignor James Shea.
Your life is not about you, young people. It's your life, yes it is, but it's not about you. And unless you find a way to give your whole self away in love, unless you understand that your talents, those talents are more needed by others than by you, unless you understand that your life is meant to be about some great, heroic, and phenomenal service that you can pour yourself into, unless you realize your life is not about you, you'll never be happy. You'll never find meaning, purpose, or satisfaction in a deep way in your life. And when students hear that message, it's a deeply liberating thing for them to understand that they don't have to figure it out all on their own. What they need to focus on is, how can I give myself away? It's not about you.
Relevant Radio, helping you guide your family with talk radio for Catholic life.
I'm living a long, long life, and I will not let you go. Taking a long, long time to get here.
Hi, welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm your guest host today, Alyssa Bormis. I'm sitting in for Patrick Conley, and we've had just a delightful show, and it's going to keep on going. Now I have one of my favorite people, Sister Eileen Leon. She is with Pro Ecclesia Sancta. I have a very special spot in my heart, Sister, for Pro Ecclesia Sancta. So welcome.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy to be here with you today in this wonderful day.
Oh, it's fantastic. And I said earlier at the beginning of the program, I work with Chesterton Academy, and this is how we at Chesterton met Pro Ecclesia Sancta. We have Father Adam and Brother Joe Barron is one of our alumni. And anyway, so with Pro Ecclesia Sancta. And then through them, I met all the sisters and you. And so I'm so grateful that you're here.
How long have
you been a sister with Pro Ecclesia Sancta?
So 11 years, almost 12. It's been a while.
You must have gone in at the age of 5 or something. You look so young, sister.
I hope so, but no.
That's fantastic. And you are on the speaking team for Behold, the conference that we were just talking about, a retreat. And you also helped to facilitate the 8-week live series at Our Lady of Grace this fall. And I know you also work at Our Lady of Grace, confirmation coordinator and middle school youth minister at Our Lady of Grace. So tell me about being on the speaking team with Behold and what you've seen. What have you witnessed?
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. Like when they invited me to be part of it, at the beginning I didn't know what to expect. But I knew it was going to be such a great opportunity to share the love of Christ with these young women. And it's such an important age because most of them are starting to get married or to discern their own vocation. So it was really a wonderful, wonderful experience especially to share the love of Christ and to show how important our vocation is, that we need to discover it and to be able to share it with the world, wherever we are. So I had a really great time of prayer, of sharing with these girls and to follow with them, because I've contacted some of them, they have contacted me after the retreat, and it's been great to see that they keep searching the love of Christ in their lives, and especially search that personal relationship with Him, which is the most important thing and one of the most important fruits of the retreat, of the Behold retreat.
How did you begin, how did you discern your vocation and have the personal relationship with Christ? Was that just always there, or you really dug in at some point?
Yeah, no, it was through prayer and through different things, signs that the Lord sent you, but without prayer, you can really see them. So prayer and good direction too, like ask the right people that can lead you and can help you in this discernment process. But it was most of it about prayer and seeing in my own heart what was the Lord calling me to do.
How beautiful. And now we spoke earlier about prayer, that sometimes we just don't know how to pray. And is that what you're finding? Is that one of the struggles that you're finding?
Yeah, that's a very common thing. We work with middle schoolers, we work with youth, we work with young adults, we self-serve them. And I think most of the time, even I didn't know at the beginning how to pray. Like, of course, the rosary or the Our Father, but that's it. But prayer is more than that.
Mm-hmm. Is there a favorite, or when you teach people how to pray, what is the thing that they sort of gravitate to? Maybe it's all different things, but then what are the things that they come back and tell you, sister, I didn't know this, as they pray in their lives?
Yeah, I think the most important, or the thing that people came up more is like, I didn't know that it was just being with your best friend. I think And that is true, because little by little you get to know that he's your best friend, that just you need just to be there with him. Mm. Of course, there are many things that you can use to pray, or steps to follow, or things to do. But the most important thing is when you are there, kneeling in front of him, it's possible, and just sharing what's in your heart with him.
I think this goes back to when I was speaking with Kate Anderson, and we talked about lingering. And that we don't linger anymore, but here you are speaking about lingering in prayer with Christ.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the most important things about the Behold Retreat series, is that we had that time to linger with the Lord. Of course, we were sharing with each others, and we have small groups and discussion, but there was always a time for lingering with Him, for being in front of Him.
That's fantastic. Did this change your prayer life as you're working with Behold? Did you see your prayer change or deepen?
Yeah, it always has, everything that we do, it always has a deep impact in our own prayer life, because you see all the fruits and all what people are experiencing and all what these young women were sharing with us, and of course impacted my own prayer life in a deeper way. And of course, listening to all those great speakers and having also that time of prayer with them in front of Jesus was very powerful for me too.
That's fantastic. And you know, I think this is what we were speaking about before is using our gifts that we think, oh, who am I? And there's someone better to do it. And there might, even if there is someone better to do it, can you get a hold of them? we might just have to take you, you know. And but that, I would guess that the women who came to the Behold conference it doesn't even pass through their head that they're going to help the speakers go deeper in their own prayer life. We just don't know how we're going to serve people. And what a beautiful thing to know that just by going, you're helping someone's prayer deepen or relationship deepen with Christ.
Yeah. And it's amazing because the Lord speaks to all of us always. And
yeah.
Even though we have done something 1,000 times, He's still going to speak to us because He's always trying to reach out to us. So that's the amazing thing.
How about, did you see... it sounded like that it was the first event that was in April and then the eight-week series, that these were women from all over the diocese who probably didn't know each other. And so did you see the relationships blossom and then how Christ is working through one stranger, in a sense, to reach this other person and vice versa?
Yeah, it was very powerful to see many women from different places, different backgrounds, different moments in their life, mm-hmm. sharing their own struggles, their own joys, and how the Lord was working in their hearts. I think that also was like a big impact for all of us, and a huge testimony. There are other people like you trying to grow in their faith, trying to grow in their relationship with Jesus, trying to find and rediscover, because we know what we're called in one way, but it was such a wonderful reminder of how much the Lord loves us and that we all are called for a special mission.
Yes.
As women.
When you're meeting these women, because this group of women is, I believe it was 20 to 29.
Yeah.
Right. When you're meeting this group of women, do they believe that they have a mission? Do they understand that He's called them individually for a specific mission?
Yeah, I think deep in your heart, you know, like mm-hmm. we know, but I think it's a good reminder. Like it helps us to have it more like fresh, okay? Like to wake up every morning and know like today it's a very special day because I have to live my vocation in different ways. So I think we know, but it is important to be reminded.
That is great. I think of the morning offering when you say that. And tell me about how would you teach a young woman or a young man or anyone about their morning offering for their own mission, and whether they know the mission or they're discovering it?
Yeah. I think like the only thing that I would recommend is to the first thing in the morning, like make the sign of the cross and ask the Lord, like, today, I offer my day, whatever I'm going to do, like if I have to work, if I'm in school, if I'm a mom, like whatever you're going to do, offer it up to Him and pray a Hail Mary and be very aware that He will be able to give us all the graces that we need in that day to accomplish that particular mission or whatever He's asking us to do. So
I think that's a big thing, too, is that sometimes we think a mission, that's so big, I can't be the person called for a mission. But that you are, and that He'll give you the grace for the day. He's not going to give you the grace for the year. You get that day by day.
And usually there are little things.
Yeah.
But those little things are sometimes very difficult for us. So, so with His grace, we're able to accomplish them the best as possible.
Ah, it's beautiful. I always say my morning offering, I'm so not a morning person, sister. It's the worst. And so I just...
It's difficult.
It's very difficult for me. And so I just say to Him, I will serve you. What will you have me do?
Wow. That's very beautiful.
And that's about very all beautiful. I can get out. But I just think, I will serve you. What will you have me do? And know that He'll provide.
He will provide.
And He'll provide some really weird surprises in any given day. It's not every day that there's surprises, but every now and then. And I think, oh, I'm so glad I said I would serve you, because I'd rather skip out on this, or I don't know what to do, but you gave me the grace because I asked you to.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
Oh, it's fantastic. And so with Behold, I'd asked Kate Anderson what she would say to a young woman considering coming. What would you say to one of the young women, sister?
I think I would just say, like, take the time to do it. Like, there's nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Like, we need that time to share it, to be with our young women, to learn and to grow closer to the Lord. And we're so busy, so just take the time. Don't think much about it. Just go, and you will not regret it, because the Lord will fill your heart with so much love.
I love that you said, don't think much about it. Just get going. Get on it.
Because sometimes we overthink things.
So. Yeah, we do. We overthink it, and then we paralyze ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we're so caught up in what if.
And there's always going to be so many things to do. But just pray, give it to the Lord, and give you that time to be with Him.
And linger with Him
and
then.
And linger with Him.
And then you learn how to linger with Him. That's exactly. Fantastic. And sister, I know that you're working with youth and all different ages of people. What's the thing that the wound or the part of us that we so need to care for?
Yeah, I think sometimes we lose sight of what love really is.
Oh.
And we don't let the Lord love us because of that fear, because of learning in a bad way what love really is. So I think there's like such a big wound in rediscover the real meaning of love that just comes through Jesus Christ, because He's the only one who's going to teach us how to love. The best way to be able to learn will come through Him. Of course, through our parents, but our parents learn from God. So
right.
I think, yeah, just to remind people what love really is.
Oh, that's fantastic. And who love really is. Who love really
Jesus
is.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, and we're in the perfect time of the year to be reminded about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always think this, too, because I teach teenagers.
Yeah.
And
it's a challenge.
It is. No, they're perfect.
A beautiful challenge.
It's a beautiful challenge. And one of the things I think that as adults we sort of push on their shoulders, making them feel like, oh, the world is getting so crazy. I love to remind the youth, no, you were born for a time such as this.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, sister, you're with Pro Ecclesia Sancta. If people don't know about you, they can find you. I know you're at St. Mark's Parish in St. Paul.
Yes, St. Mark's too. Our Lady of Grace.
Chesterton. Our Lady of Grace, Chesterton. There's all sorts of places they can find you.
Yeah.
And so I really thank you. Sister Eileen Leon, who is with Pro Ecclesia Sancta, so beautiful, and been helping with the Behold retreats and conferences. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
I'm super grateful. What a great day to be on the air and speaking about Christ. There's nothing better than that.
Praise be God.
All right. We will be right back with you and to tie up the Rediscover Hour.
Actually, we aren't going anywhere.
Oh, we aren't going anywhere. I have my this is the part of being the guest host, and you get the timing wrong.
And this is the part of being the technical producer.
Ah, God bless you. Paul Sadek here to save me.
Well, I've got a few things going on. Discover how you can be involved in prison ministry as you answer Jesus' call in outside prison activity. Pen Pal, Angel Tree, Prayer Warrior, Birthday Card Writing, Families of the Incarcerated, Support and Hope, Fish, or join Twin Cities Prison Ministry Steering Committee, or Inside Prison Activity, Residents Encounter Christ, Rec Retreats, Catholic Studies, or Mentoring. Lumen Christi Catholic Church in St. Paul will hold an Introduction to Twin Cities Prison Ministry event Thursday, January 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Endow envision a world where every woman has the opportunities, the knowledge, the courage, and the support to be the best version of themselves, made in the image and likeness of God. The Office of Evangelization is collaborating with Endow and is bringing the Mallory Smith a Day with Endow retreat to help us explore the topic of the feminine genius. The retreat will be held at St. Olaf's in Minneapolis on Saturday, January 13th from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. For more information and to register, visit the event page at rediscover-faith.org or contact Susanna Parent at parents@archspm.org.
You're invited to the Healing the Whole Person retreat, which is being held at the Church of the Epiphany in Coon Rapids. The retreat will be January 18th to 20th. It includes a talk on Introduction to Healing the Whole Person, Facing Our Brokenness, Encountering the Father's Love, and living in freedom. For questions and more information, visit epiphanymn.org or contact Jill Fink at jfink@epiphanymn.org.
The Office of Marriage, Family, and Life invites you to join Archbishop Hebda for the annual prayer service for life on Monday, January 22nd at 10:30 a.m. at the Cathedral of St. Paul. This prayer service commemorates the millions of lives lost to abortion and the many women and men wounded by abortion's aftermath. Immediately following the prayer service, we will walk to the state capitol for the MCCL, Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life, March for Life Rally. For more information, please visit the events page at archspm.org or call the Office of Marriage, Family, and Life at 651-291-4488.
And men, don't miss the Catholic Watchman Rally, Saturday, January 23rd, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at St. Bartholomew Church in Wayzata. All men are welcome to come together for prayer, confession, dinner, and a talk by Bishop Cousins on Christ the Man, why God the Father begot a Son, what that means for all sons of the Father, and what's coming up next week on the Rediscover Hour.
Well, join us next week, the first Friday of the new year, as we air our great Catholic parishes shows on Alpha. We will hear from Father Stephen Hoffman, pastor of St. Peter's in Mendota Heights, and Father Joseph Williams, pastor of St. Stephen's in Minneapolis. Alpha leadership team will be at St. Stephen's. We will also hear from Mallory Smith with Endow, who will share about the Endow vision that each woman encounters her infinite value and dignity. Thank you for joining us on Rediscover.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.